Thank you. Okay, so Simen Chaf Siv Gimel Ashliyot Tzibur. We're talking about the Dinum of Chazaras Hashatz. So Ashliyot Tzibur Tzarek Lizar Kishu Messiah Bracha Achas. When he finishes one Bracha, Shaloi Lahasla Bracha Shnia, Ad Lacha Shamar Roiva Tzibur Amen. Till Roiva the Tzibur says Amen. Meaning, this is a problem that a lot of people, a lot of Chazonim do. Right? They're running on to the next bracha before the Olam can answer. Right? So you got to make sure that the Olam finishes Amen and then go weiter. And if you did start the next bracha, you finished with, you said Magen Avraham, the Hiskim Niyad Atagiba. And then he started Atagiva. As I premature his learn Atagiva, once he started to say Atagiva, Shuvayna Arim Amen. Now nobody said Amen because you already started the next bracha. Ainish Bittul Amen and the Ainish of Bittul Amen, as who Allah is on him. About the Sakaidus Shechodus, right? So meaning it's your problem that you didn't do that people didn't answer Amen. All right? And the people can't. I think they're actually not allowed to answer Amen, because once you start another bracha, then you're done. Dalit, by kedusha yizar kol echad l'chaven raglav. By kedusha, everybody has to be careful to keep their feet straight. So you stay in biyachad kilu hoyu regal achas. Same way by shmon eser, k'mo shekazav raglayim regal yishar. As it says in the pasuk, the raglayim are regal yishar. Shaimer Kaddish Kaddish Kaddish, Rechain Baruch Vayimlech, Meirim Gufa, then you lift up your body, Vakevo Lamala, and your heels, Lamala. But now you can Lisa Hainayim Lamarim, and the minig is to lift your eyes up to the sky, Betoiv She Tiena Skuras, and it's better if your eyes are closed. That's another thing that many people don't keep. They, by Kaddish Kaddish Kaddish, you're supposed to keep your eyes, you're supposed to put your eyes up to the sky. The Bekitzer says closed. Not everybody agrees with that. Hey, Kishem Megiyah Shoyat Tzibur L'Maidim, when Mashiach Tzibur gets to Maidim, and Shtachem Kol HaKol, everybody bows down, V'ayim R'Maidim D'Rabbanon. And he says, Maidim L'Vanon Kule B'Shtachaviyah, you're supposed to say the whole thing when you're bowing down. Now, I think most do not do this, right? Some just do Maidim until Atahu, until Hashem. And then they straighten up. And then some bow again at the end of Maidim, right? So there's different manhavas. So Mishu, Aymed betfilas shreda esrei betshemayas shreshiv zira gila Maidim. Somebody who's Aymed in the tefillah of and he hears the Shia Tzibur, gila Maidim, it gets to Maidim. Imhu Aymed beemta bracha. So if he's in the middle of a bracha, b'shtach of a gamkin he could bow, because we said this once before. You're allowed to bow in middle of a bracha, not at the end of a bracha. Maimon betchilas bracha, or b'say bracha. But if you're at the beginning of a bracha or the end of a bracha, lo yishkachav, and then you can't bow down. From the also lahayso yishkachavias betchilas bracha, b'say bracha. You're not allowed to add on bowing at the beginning of the bracha or the end of the bracha. Aloysen shamar or b'sen asof on the bracha kedileo. Vav kaidem shamar sim shalom. Before you say sim shalom, aimer alikenu v'kayav b'senu barchenu. That's what we call birchat kayanim. The Tzibur says, "Ken yehi ratzayim." We don't answer "Amen." Although I think there are by Nusach Svard or Chabad for sure. No, Svard say right, not "Ken yehi ratzayim." Right? No, but by regular duchening, when the Kahanim are benching, then we say "Amen." That's the reason, because this is not real duchening. Right? Right, because everybody answers Amen. We do it on Yom Tov, so we answer Amen. I want to say you right. We answer Amen. You answer Amen to the Kohen's bracha when it's a chazan. You just say Keni Ratzon. So it's interesting, Din, that how come we don't duchen on Rosh Chodesh Musaf? Right, that's a different issue. Why we duchen, why we don't duchen, but that's a whole tumult. What? That's yeah, because we're in a rush, but yeah. So that's not so. Why? So we don't, because Rosh Chodesh is not an Issur Malacha. But there is a shita that says that they should put the kohen to daven for the omen. Right? The kohen should daven for the omen musaf on Rosh Chodesh like this, you get a real birkas kohen in them, right? And then you can answer on it. But I don't know stamina. We don't do
But
that. We don't.
it's only one coin. It's
It's
only
only
one
one kohen.
coin.
That's true. Yeah, but you still would answer on me. You don't say kohanim, yeah. But yeah. I don't know. It seems like in America we don't. You know, they do. I don't know. I don't say it. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. We don't say it by mincha. Rock with Tainus Tzibur, Shirem Gama Mincha Sim Shalom. By Tainus Tzibur, we say it by Sim Shalom. Yeah. I'm sorry. I stopped mid-sentence. Actually, with Tainus Tzibur, Shirem Gama Mincha Sim Shalom. Also, I'm a Shir Tzibur Gama Lekene Mekhe Abisena. Meaning, it's tali in when saying Sim Shalom, even though Nusra Svar does say Sim Shalom by Mincha. Vein Oysa, we don't say it in an Oval's house. The Leib Tishrei B'Shachris and not a Tishrei B'Shachris when we're all in Avelus. Zion, Lacha Shagomar Hashi Yotzibra Tfilu Yomer B'Lacha Shiyu L'Ratzon. The Chazan should say Yiyu L'Ratzon, like because it's the end of Ishmael Eretz. Aval Ifsoya Shalosh Psiyas Ein Tzarof, but he doesn't have to take three steps back. Why? Shasaymech Al Psiyas Shebaseifa Kadosh Shalom, because he's Saymech on the Psiyas, the three steps back he takes back from Kadosh Shalom. Because I don't know if anybody ever noticed, but anytime you have a Shmeres, you have to have a Kaddish Shalom after, right? Tiskabel to Lois and Lois. We're davening to Rabbanu Shalom that after our Shmoneh we that Hashem should be Mekabel. And then there's the Oysa Shalom that you say after that Kaddish. That Oysa Shalom is the Chazan's Oysa Shalom of three steps back, which is why the Chazan is really not allowed to talk until after that Kaddish Shalom. Right? So on a regular weekday, it's not a big deal because you say Tafnun, Ashrei Volatzian, and then you say Kaddish Shalom. But when it's laning, the chazan is it shouldn't be talking until well, nobody should be talking, but even if you want to talk, the chazan shouldn't be talking till after the Oysa Shalom. And also that's why some places have a minig that they will not switch chazanim from, right? So the minig that you switch by Asher Volatzian if you have two Avelim. Right? But yeah, but so some don't want to switch because the chazan is not going to get the Oysa Shalom. Yeah. Yes, that's what we'll get to that at the end of davening. Yeah. Is that it till Zion? We said it. Okay. Okay, we'll stop in there. That's night number one.